Blog Talk Radio.
Sisters, we're back. Yes, thank the Most High. Yes, indeed, thank the Most High. We're back again. Yes, indeed, for another episode, another very, very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Reveal. And I'm your host, Edemiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So, indeed, very thankful to the Most High, surely, for this very, very precious opportunity. Yes, this very, very precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words. Yes, what the Most High has told me directly is very precious words for the blessing and the healing of His people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me that for His cause, I have some very important things for Him that I must do. And unto this cause, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all for listening. For again, the Most High has told me that for His cause, I have some very important things for Him that I must do. And He told me because of what I must do, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, that I would have His protection. It's His protection and His guidance. And unto that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me, for His cause, the sanctification of His holy name. Yes, for the blessing of His people. That I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things And men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. Yes, I said since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence my brothers and sisters if they could. Yes, if they could. To destroy. The Most High has a plan. Well, my brothers and sisters, discerning that plan is only for the most humble soul. The Most High said that by His Spirit He would teach all things, bring all things to remembrance. Messiah shall surely come to declare, my brothers and sisters, yes, all the Most High has spoken by the mouth of the holy prophets, of His holy prophets, yes, since the world began. What does this mean, my brothers and sisters? What did Messiah say? Your righteousness, did you hear, my brothers and sisters? Your sense of righteousness must exceed that of all those who are denying the part of the law and the prophets. Else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Meaning that all my brothers and sisters who trust in the machinations of man, inconsiderate of that which the Most High has spoken, for my brothers and sisters, such institutionalities have not been wisdom. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, could not be salvation at all. For purity and completion offers one choice. The Most High said His covenant is that He commanded His disciples, He commanded His apostles to go forth and empower the Holy Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it. He commanded, my brothers and sisters, they should go forth and teach all nations everything that He commands. To convert the nations beyond all the misconceits, the partialities, and the pollutions, the result of the conceits of mankind. And to say this will be the salvation, my brothers and sisters, of mankind, even unto the end of this age of confusion. Blessed are they who will understand. Blessed are they who discern the truth of these things, rightly understood, will not turn back. For my brothers and sisters, Messiah gave His very life that men might discern again, indeed, what is the glory of Yah, the truth of the Most High, what is honorable before Him, beyond all worldly misrepresentations. For how shall man say that he has served Yah and that he has honored Yah? What, after some 45,000 denominations that cannot possibly be a covenant? Some 280 nations, my brothers and sisters, contentions one against another, and there cannot possibly be peace nor a covenant? And in fact, my brothers and sisters, the Most High told me long ago that if any man can believe that this Babylon, this multitude of contradictions that we see among the churches, that we see among the various governments, political, social, and pseudo-religious, cultural, and social idiosyncrasies that we see among the nations. He told me if any man could believe this confusion, this Babylon, this mass contradiction, this mass set of contentions, all this selfish ambition, this inability to see what is absolute beyond a multitude of misrepresentations. He said, if any man can believe that this, my brothers and sisters, is the work of His Holy Spirit, that man can by no means be a disciple of His. But whoever, my brothers and sisters, can believe that the Most High compromises His will under something far less than what is pure and perfect, such a man, my brothers and sisters, can only be enslaved and in bondage, worshiping after, my brothers and sisters, what cannot ever be a true sanctuary, what can never be, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High said that His people, Israel, must be, a people that speaks no lies, does no iniquity, no injustice, walking after them, no fallen sense of conscience. Zephaniah 3:13. People that speak no lies, do no iniquity, no deceit found in their mouths, and none among them to dissuade them. Because the Most High said that He will surely give His people peace. And that requires, without question, my brothers and sisters, that He said He would give His people peace. That requires without question that the Most High has every intent, my brothers and sisters, to eradicate the negative and establish only that which is the positive. according to that which he decreed from the beginning. For whoever it would be would refuse to see the truth, would misrepresent the truth. Brothers and sisters, who would compel minds against the fruition of divine will, be kind among those who are partakers as obstacles. My brothers and sisters, 45,000 denominations confusing the masses not to discern the pure will of one must be an obstacle. Cannot possibly, my brothers and sisters, be the work of the Holy Spirit. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, if man were wise to understand the ancient expectation, to discern beyond all the Babylonish partial and polluted misconceits of man, to realize the need to be sanctified after the will of one, knowing that Messiah, my brothers and sisters, will sanction none of the fleshly conceits of man. If man knew this and truly cared about one another, they would seek to discern, my brothers and sisters, well, they seek to gather grapes from thorns, figs from thistles. They would seek to discern the origin of the things they do. They would seek, my brothers and sisters, to understand not only what it is that the Most High has fashioned and proclaimed from the beginning is eternal, but men, my brothers and sisters, in so doing, would seek to discern, my brothers and sisters, what it is, what manner of mindset serves Yah, truly serves Yah, unto all his will and that which serves him not. I can only tell you that there's quite a bit of scripture. Think about it. Must be. Quite a bit of scripture that has been grossly misinterpreted. I said quite a bit of scripture that has been grossly misinterpreted. Think about it. Most High, by his Spirit, teaches all things, no lie in it, bringing all things to remembrance, even calling to remembrance the truth by faith, revealing from on high. My brothers and sisters, so much that this world, my brothers and sisters, and its missed examples would not. Scripture says Messiah should restore righteousness as of old in former years. In Malachi 3, restore. How about bring to remembrance? So remember therefore the law which he gave his servant Moshe before comes the great dreadful day. How about, my brothers, before can come the peace of the Most High? All must learn the way of the one Most High that is related. As it is related, as the Most High has forsworn. Hebrews 3 and 4, Psalms 95. A people who will not know his ways should not enter into his rest. A people should not discern, my brothers and sisters, that the way of peace. How shall they, my brothers and sisters, manifest peace? There's a need to discern, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the faulty workmanship of men, beyond all the various matrices, if you will, false controlling bodies of knowledge, misadministrations, misinterpretations, misrepresentations of man. But Yah, my brothers and sisters, but accept unto himself only those who willing and hearing from him seek all that is his will. They are the ones seeking his will that shall discern, my brothers and sisters, beyond the mass illusions. That will discern, my brothers and sisters, the very truth the scripture said in advance your leaders would never tell you. We've been talking of late about how in the first centuries, Rome murdered literally millions and continued to murder until they silenced all those who knew the truth and all those who would speak it. Scripture did not say after that time the Messiah would come, but arise of false prophets, therefore false testimony, fallen testimony, not considerate of all things the Most High decreed. And think about it. Do you really think the rulers, after three centuries of murdering those who knew the truth, you could expect them to declare and speak up concerning all the lies that they have spoken? Do you think that they would reveal to you, my brothers and sisters, what for 300 years and then throughout the course of the Dark and Middle Ages, even till now, that they have sought to hide. We talked recently about the scriptures and what they really mean when the scripture says in these latter days, what it means when the scripture says, comfort ye, O my people. We talked about how all eyes shall see the glory of the Most High. How about, my brothers and sisters, all eyes shall see, even those who desire not to shall see. Those who were satisfied with pretense shall indeed see. What the scripture says, once there in the intrusions of the principalities and powers, Colossians 2 Thessalonians, once the intrusions of the nations come in and destroy the faith, setting up their temples, my brothers and sisters, after which men worship after the ways of the wicked, having no great love of the truth, believing lies, that's what 2 Thessalonians said, and it happened in the first centuries. Scripture didn't say anything at all would destroy these contentions. Certainly the rulers would seek to maintain the thrones they had already felt that they had attained against the King of Kings, against the dispensation of the gospel. Scripture didn't say anything would expose this pretense. The Messiah comes to expose it himself. Think about it. Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations, because all authority, he said, had been given unto him concerning the kingdom that is to come, the kingdom on high that is to come upon this earth. He said, all that authority to teach these things had been given unto him. So he said, go forth and convert, teach, make disciples of the nations. That was an abolition then, my brothers and sisters, the misconceits of man. But shall men say they were converted while they retain all the false traditions, seeming wise to men? Doesn't make sense at all to even believe that. Doesn't make sense to believe that at all. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. He said, convert the nations. He said, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. How about purge them? How about initiate them unto the exceeding wisdom of the Most High? He said, teach them to do everything that he commanded. Did the nations already know? Or did he say that men should be converted to maintain the misconceits that, of a multitude of contentious nations that refused and despised the idea of a king who was judged above all the kings? Or did men believe really that Messiah will come to judge according to the constraints of their nations and denominations? The King of Kings, the King of all kings, do they really believe that he will be dictated to and accept somebody as his servant? Because they walked after the partialities, less than the exceeding righteousness, as it's contained in all the law and the prophets. Because they said they were Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic, whatever. Any one of the massive denominations out here that has denied the greater truths. I said, even those of my brothers and sisters who call themselves Hebrew Israelites, I tell you now, there's an ancient promise. The Most High decreed that it declared for the express purpose casting down all confusion and wherever there are divisions among us, my brothers and sisters, we have still functioned after carnal mind. I said function after carnal mind, and that fully was the spirit of the Most High. Read 1:10 through 11, 1 Corinthians. It says, in the name of the Most High, we must all be one, speaking the same thing, no divisions among us. It says, if there's any strife and divisions among us, how about differences of opinion? We're still functioning as worldly and carnal men and not spiritual. For the Spirit of the Most High declares the will of one. It says, if anyone would defile the temple, how about anybody would defile the faith? How about we seek to preserve the lies that have been told? Create so many differing institutions. Should we say, you whatever defile the temple, defile his name, defile the faith, Yahweh destroy. We must then discern, my brothers and sisters, beyond all these machinations of man, all these misrepresentations of man, all these idolatrous conceits of man, seeming wise to men. The Most High told me, greatest wisdom is not what people think they know. Salvation is not according to what men think they know. We're not giving consideration of all the Most High declared. Well, it's not wisdom at all. The greatest wisdom, my brothers and sisters, then what men have not known. And my brothers and sisters, that means that salvation must be by faith. Knowing that all have not heard the fullness of the gospel, faith comes by hearing a word from the Most High. For many are they who have examined the scriptures. Sadly, anticipating when they read nothing more is what has been a worldly, contentious status quo. It's not salvation, my brothers and sisters. There's not peace at all. Blessed are they who will understand. We must be led by Yah. Beyond all the misconceits of principalities and powers, beyond all the constraints of men, beyond all the misadministration where men have taken the words and the commandments of the Most High and sought to pervert, twist, pollute them after the smallness of a fleshly mind. Read Colossians 2nd chapter and understand we must transcend all this lest we be doomed as though living in the world. We must discern what the Most High calls eternal, for all else is changeable. It's just the precepts and doctrines of men. The doctrines of men. Whereby men have taken the words of the Most High and then taught them after what appeases their own hearts. What appeases their own hearts, my brothers and sisters, has only been idolatry. And that's all it's been. I said it's only been idolatry. Dare men believe that what they've created after their own misimaginations or lack of knowledge has the power to raise men's conscience beyond the confusion? See beyond every obstacle? Discern what indeed is the will of the One Most High? Is that what men have believed? I tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's time that we discern far better. Think about it. Think about what the scriptures call a graven image. If we looked at Isaiah in the 42nd chapter, it says, those who trust in graven images, they should be greatly ashamed. What is a graven image? Is it really, my brothers and sisters, just what men make of wood and stone? I want you to look technically at the idea of what is called graven images, what is called idolatry in the Hebrew. Think about it. Isaiah 42:17. They should be turned back. They should be greatly ashamed of trusting graven images. That say to molten images, ye are our gods. That was men called gods. Or called God. That which men believe is a god to them. And oftentimes what men call gods, they say they speak as if there's none higher, none greater. And well, my brothers and sisters, look at Isaiah 42:18. Say, hear ye deaf and look and see ye blind, that ye may see. Who is blind? Listen to this. Who is blind? The one you call the servants of Yah. Deaf is the messenger who you say, if you will, I sent. Who is blind that him who calls himself at peace with me, who says that he is perfect? And blind is the Lord, those who say they are the Lord's servants. My brothers and sisters, these scriptures are raising something very powerful. Many claim to serve the Most High, but have they discerned fully all that is His will, that they might petition according to all that is divine premise? Think about a molten image. Think about a graven image. A graven image means something carved out, shapen at the hands of men. After men's, how about this word, image? Imaginations. Men's conceits. The imaginings, in fact, my brothers and sisters, are the worst form of idol of all. Far more deadly than simply something that men create of wood and stone. Call it a physical representation of their thoughts. Far more deadly, my brothers and sisters, is a false concept of deity in the mind. A graven image there, my brothers and sisters, if we look at the spiritual, esoteric nature, the concept, can be whatever men have conceived, whatever men have carved, what men have made, what men have shapen, what men have perceived, whatever men have engraved or exalted to call righteousness, whatever men have modified and altered. Whatever they've altered, my brothers and sisters, apart from divine purpose, after their own imaginations. That, my brothers and sisters, without question, is an idol, a false god, a false standard, not to be exalted and called the height, depth, and breadth of understanding at all. Whatever men have made us their own very conceits, my brothers and sisters, and their very contentious, selfish ambitions. Each man seeking to exalt the machinations of his own mind could never be a savior. I repeat, dare men really believe? I said, dare men really believe? So what they create after their own minds and hearts has the power. I said, what man has created after their own minds and hearts and their own lack of knowledge and lack of consideration can sufficiently raise conscience of man after that which the Most High Himself has decreed. I remember scriptures in Isaiah 40:41, saying they who wait for the Most High. What the Most High said He would send, create, establish, to subdue all the misconceits of the rulers. Said they will wait for Him, righteous one He declares that suddenly comes, for brothers and sisters, like the rising sun to cast out all the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure. Scripture says they who wait for Him shall renew their strength. How about shall be raised in conscience? He didn't say that anything less would. What then are the multitude of churches, nations, governments men have created? Most High desires that His people exceed all fallen conscience. What then, my brothers and sisters, can men make after a lesser ideal? Could man create anything after a lesser ideal, my brothers and sisters, to be saved thereby? Not even possible. Dare men say that what men have altered in this earth, the idols men have made, false gods men have made, false standards men have made, after you in hand so as to reinforce the charade of their own imaginations as if they were wise. Dare men say any of these have power to raise human conscience, to raise man to sense of righteousness the Most High reveals, to appease Himself, discerningly and acceptable in all things, at peace with the eye? Shall man make a standard, a god of a thing, a god of his own conceit, and say that after such partiality and departure from the what the Most High has confirmed, Shall men say that it's still a foundation and a shepherd, if you will, to show them the straight way beyond every crooked path? Capable, if you will, to establish a temple, a form of worship acceptable unto Yah. How many different forms of worship must your men make and say the Most High be pleased with it? It's impossible, my brothers and sisters, to think that the Most High has declared from the beginning anything else. What he decreed is pure and perfect from the beginning. Hebrews 3 and 4 say the works of Yah from the very beginning of the world. The plan of the Most High, what the Most High called worship, is established from the beginning of the world. He said, if people will not know his ways, or who would seek to preserve or maintain the misconceits of another, he said, cannot enter into his rest, cannot be part of his kingdom of peace. But how can they be when they refuse to know his ways? When they refuse to know the law of peace? Time we understand the reality. For salvation is not of the conceits of man, lest any man should boast. To understand, my brothers and sisters, what pleases the Most High, to establish in truth what is the commonwealth of Israel according to the promise of peace, to discern that wisdom, my brothers and sisters, is a gift of faith. The gift that comes resultant of faith in what the Most High himself reveals. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it is, in fact, the gift of Yah. And many of them, my brothers and sisters, who have exalted false and fallen standards, when the Most High would show them the truth, they insult what is highly esteemed before Yah. But that, my brothers and sisters, which is blasphemous, and an insult against divine righteousness, appeasing, my brothers and sisters, after the idiosyncrasies and compromises and hypocrisies of men. And all of these, my brothers and sisters, the Most High calls obstacles against himself. Man taking resources of this earth under his authority, not discerning the purpose for which all things were made to work together, has made a cage, my brothers and sisters, cages, I regret to say, of an entire world. They've made cages throughout an entire world that Yah has made. Men twisting everything outside of context and telling people, that the things we see in this world were made after this, what men see as purpose, rather than the synchronicity the Most High declared from the beginning. And that word from the beginning, that purpose from the beginning, was humanity as a whole. It lacked even the concept of a reference point after which they could revere it. There's a reason why the scripture says Messiah will speak to a people who was sworn by his name, not in truth nor in righteousness, in Isaiah 48, saying that he would come forth to destroy this Babylon, destroy this confusion, saying from the beginning, from the creation, there am I, therefore showing forth the way which men should go, recovering what the Most High declared from the beginning, beyond every form of idolatry, because after these misconceived men have not kept the commands and the conscience of Yah. Read Isaiah 48-49 and understand. My scripture says, Messiah will come forth saying, from the body of my mother, the Most High made mention of my name. How about declared my purpose? Declare what for the Most High is honorable and glorious. Declare, my brothers and sisters, indeed, with a mouth discerning like a sharp two-edged sword, what is necessary that we again discern how to praise Yah. Even to bring his people back to him. Can they be brought back to him after all their misconceits? Brothers and sisters, shall men see beyond all their aberrations and confusions after their own conceits? If the rulers, and I tell you now, they didn't tell you about Isaiah 49, that the Most High has a plan to reconcile his will in the hearts of his people after the mind that he has given by his spirit to his chosen one. If they didn't teach this to you under this expectation, knowing that all, even all your kings and priests shall have to stand before the judgment seat of one. If they didn't tell you that none of your leaders can give you a free pass. If they didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High didn't declare a whole bunch of different priests. He only declared one. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters, in this latter day to restore all things? If they didn't tell you that, my brothers and sisters, they have made themselves idols to blind you. And my brothers and sisters, they have blasphemously and murderously causing men to love flatteries. And I'm going to tell you something. If a ruler feels, a false ruler feels that he can flatter you and control you, realize he's only flattered you, my brothers and sisters. They make you a partaker with him and his iniquities. You must become wiser, my brothers and sisters. For they say the true Jew is not one who's praised or who seeks praise from men, but from Yah. It's time we understand the reality. Romans 2:29-4. Knowing that Yah, my brothers and sisters, will be true in all he says and does. The whole world be a liar, deceived, hey, taken away and seduced by rulers who call you wise in your lack of knowledge. So Yah will still be true to all that he has spoken. There's a reason why the scripture says Messiah will come suddenly and unexpectedly. Because rulers don't tell you about how Messiah truly shall appear. You need to look at my website, hiddengospel.com, the article called The Secret City Prophecies. Very precious truth revealing the revelation of Messiah, how he shall truly appear, and believe me, it's not a rapture. They didn't tell you the truth about that. Because if you truly knew, my brothers and sisters, you know to always seek to be ready. That you might discern the truth when the time for truth to be revealed has come. Like I said, you need to look at that article on my website at hiddengospel.com. Article called The Secret City Prophecies. Very important, my brothers and sisters. In fact, I dare say that no one can be saved without the knowledge of this truth. What did Messiah say? If you allow somebody to trick you against the law and the prophets, you're in bondage. So no case enter the kingdom. Yeah. Like I said, Most High has sought to set men free of all these man-made constraints, man-made institutionalities, man-made misrepresentations. Yes, think about it. Man has made church houses and temples to, after 45,000 odd denominations, and many times you might even see a Baptist church one across the street from one another. Contentious in their doctrines. And men actually believe, my brothers and sisters, that after such as this, they shall have peace. My brothers and sisters, the idols, the temples that men have made, each man according to his own designs, has only been vanity against the pure will of Yah. Scripture says Messiah himself would come to show men the way that they should go, to build a temple worthy unto the Most High. Read Isaiah 44-45. To be a shepherd to his people, my brothers and sisters, like I said, to show them the way they should go. To prove foolish all these institutionalities of man. That my brothers and sisters, not being true to all the Most High declared, have not been true to the gospel. He said, go forth and teach all nations everything that he declared. And I dare say to you, my brothers and sisters, since they haven't sought to teach you all these things, the gospel, my brothers and sisters, is something they never taught you. It has taught you what appeases the selfish ambitions of those who would exploit you. But many of my brothers and sisters, not knowing the kind of great truth that you'll find on my website, hiddengospel.com, early church origin, mutual expectation, An article there called Secret City Prophecies, Tribulation 7365 AD, HiddenGospel.com. There's an article there called Remember the Promise, one called Gospel of Shiloh. One article there that you might find interesting that's like psaltery, if you will, thoughts and afterthoughts, contradiction versus diction. The precepts there, churches, but men called churches, which are only worldly institutions, won't preach. And how would I say they're worldly? Because they refuse the reference, the point, the absolute reference point, the Most High decreed that is necessary for his people to lawfully, after justice, truly be made one. Man has denied the Most High. They denied the authority that unto Yah himself alone ultimately belongs. And men, after the rulership they've established, to think themselves wise, to think themselves acceptable, think themselves true, have fought against, my brothers and sisters, for the Most High said he would send for the sake of the human liberation. Like I said, the scripture says Messiah will come in the last days, and the scripture says actually from a particular city. Yes, I said a particular city. You need to look at the article on my website, HiddenGospel.com, The Secret City Prophecies. Discern what your Bible has to say about this over and over and over again. Scripture says, my brothers and sisters, Messiah himself would have to come to expose all this unrighteousness. Something the Most High sends himself would have to declare what is salvation. What men have elected, not discerning either foundation nor expectation, Scripture calls an abomination. Holy and completely unacceptable before the Most High. Wow. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. It's not within the power of man to make a savior. Only Yah, my brothers and sisters, grants the conscience necessary to please him. Scripture says of the rulers, none of them preach the gospel of the kingdom, the conscience necessary unto peace. Isaiah 41:21, speaking of these latter days, says Messiah himself, my brothers and sisters, have to bring the solution. It says we should prepare in that wise, saying, when the scripture says, it should be said of him, behold my servant, my elect one whom my soul delights. How about the one whom he has chosen? I didn't say one men have elected after their differences, those politically compromised, therefore unworthy of his spirit. Please look at the book of Jacob, they call it James. They're the double-minded after the politicizations, the provocations of men among the nations are unworthy of his spirit. If you can believe that a multitude of contentions could be the work of the Spirit of the Most High, can't be a disciple unto him. Why should he grant a man his spirit? Will only establish contentiousness, with which the Most High cannot ultimately be pleased. Besides, said, I made no request for those who seek to preserve worldliness. For those who would hear the, how about my brothers and sisters, the exceeding word of Yah. But the Most High would reveal concerning himself that the world has conspired after so many illusions to preserve lies never to tell. Read Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage and the people imagine vain things? Because they've taken counsel against the Most High and against his anointed one. They've all sought to cast aside the truth, my brothers and sisters, the Most High revealed to his people that they be free. He said, if you're my disciples, you know the truth, and the truth set you free. Well, it sounds like to me, with all this differences and contention in the world, that men have not been disciples of the Messiah or the Most High, no matter how much they wanted to believe it. Look at Matthew 7. Many should be crying out about what they thought they did in his name. And he would say, keep away from me, I never knew you, because you walked after false prophets, teaching less than the fullness of the testimony. He said, if you're my disciples, these truths you would have known. Man's differences prove that he is indeed in so many ways fallen, has for in so many ways, for so many generations, been fallen from what is true to the grace of Yah, The truth, my brothers and sisters, casts out all misadministration. But if that man has not commanded that men should seek him after the dark places, the ignorances of the earth. Now, for that matter, my brothers and sisters, he never said that any man, the men should seek him after any material or carnal thing. For he alone is the righteous one and the Savior, declares indeed what is justice. And he already said that he would declare justice through one whom he has chosen and called his anointed, even called him by name for his purpose. Read Isaiah 45th chapter and understand who Yeshua then must be. The scripture says, talking about the one called the King of the East, one like unto the rising sun, comes suddenly, my brothers and sisters, to cast out all the darkness like the rising sun. And he said, behold, I come. Read Revelation 16:12. And the scriptures talk about how he comes and exposes all the misconceits of all the rulers and all their various contentions as they have gathered among them, gathered together in all their illusions from among the nations. Whatever men have made, my brothers and sisters, not giving full consideration as to what is divine foundation and expectation, is an idolatrous abomination, not true to divine workmanship, not true to a genuine oath unto the Most High. And my brothers and sisters, none of these differences have power to appease Yah. None of these differences, my brothers and sisters, have power then to redeem. Who will understand it? These words, Most High told me, are precious, but they're only for the most humble soul. Here, my brothers and sisters, it's not after what men have abominably made or elected, established to consider themselves wise, that could be counted a savior. It's Yahweh who creates of his delight by his spirit what man should look up to as a revelation, my brothers and sisters, of that which is beyond ordinary eyes and ears. The gospel is not after the mountains, hills, and paths, the nations, and large and small, which men have made, not after the multitude of denominations, nations, social, political, and pseudo-religious structures that men have made. For this reason, the Savior must lead the blind, showing the way that carnal minds and hands could not know. Read Isaiah 42. Read Isaiah 49, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 59 says, after the things that men have made, salvation is far from us, and the way of peace men have known not. I said Isaiah 42, Isaiah 49, Isaiah 59. Men have made for themselves crooked paths. Those who walk therein should not know peace. Isaiah 48, going into 49, Messiah comes forth saying, there's no peace to the wicked. In other words, wherever it is, men have walked after lawlessness and called it wise. No peace. Isaiah 42, we spoke about that. Scripture says, those who have to lead the blind by a way that they know not. Blessed that they will understand that they might discern the need to hear from Yah himself. For all have not heard or preached the teaching of the gospel. Therefore, faith comes by hearing a word from the Most High himself. Many might ask, how shall we exceed all these rulers? Think about it. Messiah said, your righteousness must exceed that of scribes, Pharisees, and Sadducees. I say to you that your righteousness must exceed all the various ideologies the men have called their denominations and churches. That might sound like a hard concept, my brothers and sisters, but if they all, and they have, all denied certain precious truths, then, my brothers and sisters, you must exceed them all. I will tell you now, there's a multitude of different denominations out here all claiming to be wise. Multitude. Baptists, Methodists, Episcopalian, Anglican, Apostolic, Catholic. How, my brothers and sisters, Lutheran, Methodist, Presbyterian, heaven help us. So many, my brothers and sisters. Some which believe that you should keep the law of the Most High, and some saying no, but most never discerning that the law of the Most High is not after the constraints of men. None of these my brothers and sisters, will be considered in all things pleasing before Yah. I had a pastor one time to tell me, knew right off the top that he was insane. He told me all that we need to know for salvation is contained within the constraints of his denomination. And after what I already had long since heard from the Most High, I knew he was out of his mind. Messiah comes according to all scripture, my brothers and sisters, to reveal a level of conscience that men for many generations have not known. Whatever men say that they've created, without the need for that greater understanding and expectation, my brothers and sisters, is not sanctuary, nor salvation, but a cage. A block to the mind. And it's time we all understand that. Savior is not a work. His salvation, his worship, is not the work of men's hands. The Holy One, my brothers and sisters, is not a God after men's imaginations. It's not what men created and expected to be exalted above all else. In fact, my brothers and sisters, what men have created and exalted above all else, after their own hearts, can only leave men contentiously confused, self-righteous, selfishly ambitious, confused after false pride, after what is only a pretense, my brothers and sisters, seeming wise, to those, my brothers and sisters, who compromise even the hope of intelligence. It's not the spirit of grace or the grace of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, does not confuse men after a multitude of varied conceits. Blessed are they who will understand that. Holy means pure and perfect after the will of one. That Spirit does not confuse men after a multitude of varied misconceits, meaning that men have not been true to the Most High Himself. My brothers and sisters, love the misadministration to those who exalt themselves, lacking the vision of the Most High, nothing after which to discipline their minds and hearts, compel you to realize or seek the Most High to reveal to you, my brothers and sisters, how about the truth, the exceeding truth they would never tell. The scripture says Messiah should come suddenly to reveal. I tell you, it's so simple to me. I see scriptures saying in Revelation, for instance, Messiah had on him a name which no man knew but he himself, called his name the Word of Yah. Well, my brothers and sisters, the name of the Most High names, my brothers and sisters, his very name is what he has used to seal all that is his word. If they call his name the Word of Yah, it means that man has not discerned truly the thoughts of the Most High, for word means much more than words, like something you see on a printed page. Scripture says, my brothers and sisters, if we understand the word for word is debarred, it means even the thoughts of the Most High. Think about Isaiah 29, talking about men blind to the words of the book, lacking vision, and therefore, my brothers and sisters, turning everything upside down at their own multitude of divisions, being seduced, my brothers and sisters, I said seduced, by a false word, by those who lay snares, thinking that they are wise, it says in Isaiah 29. Wow. Thinking that they've been receiving a true word from the Most High. The scripture says, be like a hungry man who dreams that he is drinking and dreams that he is eating and awakes and finds out that he has been hungry and famished. He never. I, my brothers and sisters, truly heard the gospel. And a lot of people are going to be shocked to find out they never went to church. The church was not buildings of wood and stone. Brothers and sisters, Most High say, where does he dwell but in the heart of those who tremble at his word? Read Isaiah 66. He says he's going to rebuke all these church and state institutions that his people see beyond all these misconceits, and that his people again be regathered as one and made a new and strong nation after all the Most High intended of old. And it's not, my brothers and sisters, after the institutions that men have made, after none of the institutions that men have made. And Messiah himself will have to build a temple after the mindset and conscience of the Most High, that the Most High in that temple should be pleased. So what is the house that the men have built? Oh, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says Messiah will come to reprove them all, far greater than all these temples, and he will not claim any one of them as worthy to be called worship unto him. Your leaders didn't tell you this because they operate under the intent to preserve a charade. Like I say, they get their Doctor of Divinity degrees from institutions that sanction all matter of varying religiosity, not only what they call Christianity. And many are going to be shocked to find out the very term Christianity is Greek in origin. The very name, Jesus Christos, that they use for Jesus Christ, they say today. Hey, pagans were using the title Jesus Christos for their sun gods and all the pagan ideologies that they uphold today, like the Sunday and the Easter and the Christmas and everything else. Hundreds of years before the birth of Messiah, and men have continued to maintain that same Babylonish false worship that is the preservation of a murderous beast, read Revelation 13, even to this day. Mystery Babylon, our brothers and sisters, institutions, the false churches that men have called worship unto Yah. But ever only, my brothers and sisters, the misconceits of men unto the worship of devils. Up for and by demos, our brothers and sisters, demons. Demonstrative, if you will. Monstrous. After what seemingly seems wise to men, but cannot please Yah. Read Isaiah 66 and understand. What is the house you build for me? Heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. What is the house you build for me? And the scripture talks about if you wake up to discern that the true church is far beyond this. If you discover this and they kick you out, say, count yourself blessed. What about Isaiah 30? Say, what are those who take counsel but not from him? How about trusting the institutions of man? Seeking shadow in the shelter of Egypt. How about the idolatries of polytheists? Confused minds walking in darkness. Because what are them who take counsel but not from him, who offer offerings but not of his spirit? Right after the contradiction of men, he calls them beasts, stagnant, who sit still, refusing to reason. Scripture says he wrote in the tablets of the testimony long ago that this worship in vain is in vain. He called those who walk after all these misconceits, he calls them false sons. Because they would not hear the instruction of the Most High. It would cause desire to cause those who would declare a word of prophecy from on high. Say they don't want that path. Cause these prophets to cease from before us. Cause the true word to cease from before us as a guide. Scripture says, because men have done this, trusting in oppression, walking after lies, many of my brothers and sisters complaining to realize something is wrong, but trusting in it anyway. Scripture says, for such as this, there should be to come upon them a wrath like the sudden breaking of a potter's vessel that is broken without pity, so there should not even be found left of those who would be such demonic habitations. There'd not be of them left even a shard big enough, a piece big enough for the pot, if you will, to take water from a cistern. Many say they shall flee. Scripture says they who would flee, their pursuers, those who would flee the truth. He said their pursuers shall be swift. So if a man sins willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, he says no more sacrifice to be offered for his sin, but he's ready for the fire and nation to consume the adversaries. Hebrews 10:26. How about 10:26-31? On out. He said, if any man turns back, my soul shall have no delight in him. It says, write the testimony in the book of Habakkuk in the second chapter. It says, write the testimony, make it plain so men may run when they read it or discern it without stumbling. Well, my brothers and sisters, as the scriptures say, the time will come when all eyes shall see what is true of the glory of Yah, the invariant light of the One Most High, beyond all misconceits. So men, my brothers and sisters, begin to discern the greater truth or realize they need to walk the greater path and still seek to preserve, partakership and the preservation of institutions which could only be traps, snares, cages, to assure the damnation of human souls and departure from what the Most High declared. How can anyone, my brothers and sisters, know that they've been subject to those who hide the truth? Hide what is necessary for you to be made whole and saved. How could anyone, my brothers and sisters, seek to preserve such institutionality? Well, Messiah, surely, my brothers and sisters, will discern beyond them all. And I can tell you that these institutions, therefore, should be discerned that none of them are sanctuaries. The Messiah, if you read, how about 27th chapter of Isaiah, 9 through 12, it says, the iniquities of his people shall not be forgiven. For all these false altars whereby men have trusted in false standards shall be broken like chalk stones. Then shall the iniquity of his people, the preservation of this iniquity, what has been men's preservation of this iniquity when it's destroyed, shall men be forgiven. Meaning that no man who seeks to preserve any of this, my brothers and sisters, can be proven truly having a great love of Yah and a love of the truth. It's been a very, very powerful show tonight for those who are willing to listen. I would suggest to any of you who happen to hear this tonight in the chat, or those who are here in the archives, let others know, my brothers and sisters. It's time to break past and see beyond all the vile, the veils, the coverings, the misconceits, the false standards that have blinded all the nations. A day of righteousness is soon upon us. And after a greater light shall all eyes see indeed what is the glory of Yah, that his people shall be gathered together to rejoice and be made glad, even saved, how about true to one covenant, and his salvation. And in that day, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the contradictions and warfare, he will wipe away the tears from off all eyes. Read Isaiah 25, 1 through 3 through 10. And discern what the Most High said he would do, beginning at that city. City which he said he would gather all the contentious misideals of a whole world. Some scripture calls it a city of chaos. Some call it a city of confusion. Some call it a city of destruction. Some call it the great city of Babylon. Those who are wise, seeing all these contradictions, should know that wisdom, my brothers and sisters, demands that men see beyond all these differences. Those who are wisest among us will understand that. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who seek to compromise, as if they were wise, seeking to market themselves, and seeking to flatter themselves and flatter others. Keep others, my brothers and sisters, damned with them. But the wise of us, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 29 says, we cry to the Most High, discerning this all is oppression. What does Scripture say? Same thing in Isaiah 30. Woe to those who despise the word of the Most High, the thoughts of the Most High, and trust in oppression. How about all the mass contradiction? It says, there'd be great wrath upon them without pity. My brothers and sisters, no man who would seek to preserve the lies that have distorted the minds of the people, no one who seeks to preserve those lives, my brothers and sisters, is a servant of Yah. For one who has trusted in devils. Satan's ministers come as angels of light. Satan's ministers, my brothers and sisters, speak as if they exalt the Most High, but they exalt all manner of lesser conscience. Demigods, my brothers and sisters, having no intention that you discern, my brothers and sisters, what is missing. Our brothers and sisters, shall you continue to exalt those who won't, like I said, even if they knew the truth, wouldn't speak it? For if they told you the truth, my brothers and sisters, they have to tell you how they've been lying to you for a long time. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, the humble and precious souls who discern the truth will come into the light, even if they be reproved, that in the end, my brothers and sisters, under this discipline, they can bring forth unto the Most High that with which He is pleased. Like I said, he that trusts in Babylon, all this confusion. Like I said, the spirit of grace, it's not after the spirit of grace, my brothers and sisters, that men are confused after so many varied misconceits and misrepresentations and exploiters. So he that trusts that Babylon is a work of the Holy Spirit is a child of Babylon, not Yah. For it is, my brothers and sisters, the work of an unclean spirit, blind, misideals, after which men have been blinded to trust after what is still yet injustice. Only law, my brothers and sisters, that brings forth order and peace, that is truly justice, that is truly fair, is the law of the Most High, giving consideration of all things the Most High set in order, that all His will be done. So I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, for many generations of men not discern head nor tail, nor tail nor head, concerning the master's destruction that men have wrought against all that the Most High made, has made, and concerning all that men see. For men being hard of heart, refusing to discern divine instruction unto the preservation of that which the Most High declared from the beginning in reverence for Him. All that men have done, my brothers and sisters, refusing divine instruction, was a result of what men have done, created, and called wise, and a fall from His grace, because men would not receive by faith, knowing to seek greater instruction, the will of Yah. By grace to faith are you saved, by the favor that is granted to you, because you hearken to what the Most High Himself decreed. And I believe, my brothers and sisters, you must understand, to hearken to the word of Yah is more than just reading words on a printed page. These scriptures are not of any private interpretation. Holy men spoke as they were given unction by the Holy Spirit, which means by the Holy Spirit alone, we discern the truth of the word. Think about it. 2,000 years ago when Messiah came, people knew the words, but they didn't know the thoughts. Messiah comes to reveal thoughts high above men than heavens is the earth. And my brothers and sisters, it means that men must seek the Most High to help them discern what far beyond what is common to a worldly, contentious status quo. Either men seek that absolution, or they love the heart of a devil. Concerning, my brothers and sisters, you've been subject under two institutions, which will never tell you the whole truth, and the Bible said in advance they wouldn't. If your vows were truly unto all that pleases Yah, how could you ever desire to remain subject or keep your loved ones subject and in bondage as co-partakers in the blinding of human souls? Shall they, my brothers and sisters, who would blind mankind against seeing the truth, be called the children of light, or are they the children of darkness? In fact, my brothers and sisters, men are still the children of darkness as long as they remain subject to those who hide the truth from them. What do you think then, my brothers and sisters, of those who hide the truth? Are they still to be counted the sons of light? Just because men did not discern the greater truths that under their souls has been hid? My brothers and sisters, the Most High does not forget what from the beginning He's decreed. And He knows, my brothers and sisters, those who are willing to seek the whole truth. And my brothers and sisters, He knows those who are zealous for that truth, and once they find it, they know they must speak it, lest men be left subject to mass illusion. He calls the children of darkness, my brothers and sisters, those who neither know that truth nor if they knew it would speak it. So those, my brothers and sisters, who will not cry aloud, declared that men discern beyond their iniquities, so men say that such as these have been the workers of the Most High, and that what they do, my brothers and sisters, before the Most High should still yet be counted pleasing, while they still hide the truth, and deny men what's necessary to be made whole. So your righteousness, how about even your desire to help others to see the truth? must exceed that of your leaders, who would keep you under their misconceits. Else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of God. Brothers and sisters, men perform great sin both by perverting the truth and, my brothers and sisters, by neglectfully hiding it. For people already falling short. Trust me, they come to institutions to hear the truth. And these institutions will never tell it. My brothers and sisters, they establish men under pretenses. Cause men to think that they're wise, but remaining blind. And of such as this, my brothers and sisters, the Most High can never, never be pleased. He told his people, anointed by his Spirit, and the remembrance of all things, to go forth and teach all the nations. The men must convert, see beyond all the various political, national, and pseudo-religious religiosities and monstrosities that seem wise as the controlling bodies of knowledge and hegemonies of men, who will discern in this time what is necessary, who will seek the Most High. Messiah said there's authority, precepts, conscience from on high that need to be taught to the nations. Who will look beyond all the nations, asking the Most High that they might reveal what the world could not teach. These are the ones the Most High would call faithful. Scripture says, kings should shut their mouths because of him. Isaiah 52:15. Because that which men had not considered, they should be made to consider. So who's going to believe the report of one, my brothers and sisters, whose testimony transcends all the rulers? Who's going to believe, my brothers and sisters, when Messiah comes to declare and even to judge mankind according to our conscience that he is foreordained to restore? Therefore, conscience, my brothers and sisters, that men for ages have not known. Who will believe his report? Who will believe him, my brothers and sisters, that after the misconceits of this world, they should not perish? Blessed that they will understand. Scripture says, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. In other words, it means one who in a generation of blindness, he sent one disciplined and taught by him. Foreordained discipline and taught by him. Teach men beyond all reprobate mindedness. That whoever believes him, I said, what he brings beyond the rulers, might not perish, but have the eternal word, my brothers and sisters, of life. But the Most High declared from the beginning is eternal. And from the very beginning, the Most High said that he would send one to end all confusion, which means by no means does he come to sanction the diverse, perverse, polluted multitude of denominations that can only have been brought to bear after the intrusions of the unclean spirit of men. Like I said, politicians, innately double-minded. Scripture says, are not worthy to receive the spirit of Yah. So after what spirit, my brothers and sisters, have men elected and put into power, men over themselves? Scripture said in advance in Isaiah 41:21-42:4, they never preached to you the gospel. So when Scripture says Messiah comes saying the Spirit of Yah is upon him to preach good tidings, the gospel unto the meek, it's to a people, my brothers and sisters, humble enough to know that only in humbling themselves before the Most High shall they be counted worthy as disciples unto him. For the Most High never said that he would teach the heart of hearts. Isn't it time we discern better? Like I said, the Most High told me the words that I'm speaking to you now are very precious. Rare. Rarely spoken in this world. But only for the most humble, diligent souls. Whoever, whatever, my brothers and sisters, would deny or hide the truth from men is murderously damning. A partaker with every misrepresentative stronghold has kept the people confused. But let me tell you something, seduced. Like I said, a lot of folks feel like, hey, they go to the church of their choice as if they can choose their own judge. They go to the church of their choice. Hey, if they don't like one doctrine, one place, they go somewhere else. Have they examined, my brothers and sisters, whether or not they have heard the truth? Well, I can only tell you, if you examine all the scriptures closely, you'll find out that none of your leaders have been teaching you the kind of thing that the Most High told me must be taught. He said it was very important that you must hear them. He told me I must tell you things that men have done some everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. Who are my brothers and sisters who believe? Like I said, 2 Thessalonians says, once the principals and powers take control among your temples, establishing all these false institutions, seem to be wise before men, but causing them to love wickedness. It says 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter. Didn't say anything would come to expose it all, that unto the full revival of all that must be retrieved. Till Messiah comes to expose all unrighteousness himself. What then are these, my brothers and sisters, the houses that men say that they have built? As they've taken of your tithes and your offerings to build. Scripture says the only chance for his people to be free. He says all these institutions and all those who preach in the midst of them must be counted as foolishness. He said we'd have to destroy them all that you'd be free. How then, my brothers and sisters, men call these a sanctuary? Know that Yah speaks to and calls whom he will. And the institutions that men create, the men should be enticed. But I can only tell you what I saw one day. It's getting late towards Shabbat, so I'm on my way home, making the purchases for the weekend. I'm passing by a particular church in the area. And I hadn't noticed the church before to really pay attention to it. But I looked over to the corner of my eyes toward where the church was. And when I first looked over, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. But for that moment, it was quite real. Most High, instead of allowing me to see a church there, and I can only tell you that all the Most High has to do is cause you to see a vision or a dream, you put another impulse between your eyes and your brain. And maybe he can even shut it. In fact, he can even shut up your eyes, and all you see is what he wants you to see. I looked over at this institution, and what I saw, instead of a church, at its entrance was the head of a huge dragon. And our brothers and sisters, there was he had his long tongue out, long forked tongue out. And men were walking up the forked tongue toward the dragon. Who were dressed in their churchy garb. It's on a Friday evening. No, they weren't Sabbath keepers. But they had meetings on a Friday evening. 90 seconds. I saw people walking toward it. And the first thing I wanted to do is I started rolling down my windows and hollering. And we were to holler at people, hey, y'all, do you see what you're doing? Do you see what you're walking toward? And about the time that I started pulling down the windows, and look back up again, and turn back into that church, and there was a red carpet in front of its entrance, leading out into the parking lot.
60 seconds.
Men were walking in, not knowing they were walking in, only to be destroyed and deceived. My brothers and sisters, if they deceive you that you can't perceive, but the Most High has declared that you must see. What are they, my brothers and sisters? But the idols created after the machination of men to assure that you remain blind. The short sightedness, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High cannot call mindfulness at all. It's time to wake up and understand what the promise is. Under the Great Expectation. Gospel.com, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectations, Secret City Prophecies. Check it out. To speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Enemy of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again. Yes, I do. For listening. I thank the Most High for every year. Yes, every year. That he brings now.